Tehadavos Parabav Mishnah Zayin. Gedoyla Torah. How great is the Torah? Shehino senes chayim lo sal. It gives life to those that keep it and learn the Torah. Olam hazeh, in this world. Uva olam haba, and in the next world. As the Torah is one of the things that gives a person's heart in this world and also in the next world. So nema, as the pasuk says, ki chayim heim lemotzeim. It's life to those that are motziyit, to those that learn Torah b'peh, they are motziyit the Torah b'peh. Ulachol b'tzoro marpeh. And to all of your flesh, it is a cure. Omer. And the pasuk says, refers to he lisorecha. It is healing to your navel. V'shikoi la'atmosecha. And marrow to your bones. And the Torah is a cure for all of your guf. It's not like a regular medicine that might be good for part of your guf, but has side effects for other parts of your guf. The Torah is a sam chayim for all of your guf. But Omer and the pasuk said, eit chayim hi l'machzikim bo. The Torah is a tree of life to those that grab hold of it, the tomcheha me'ushor. And those that support the Torah, how fortunate are they? As those that learn the Torah, while it's har and olam haba, and even those that do not have the opportunity to learn Torah in this world, but they support the Torah, they also will be me'ushor in this world and in the next world. When they come to the next world, it will be as if they learned the Torah themselves, since they supported the Torah. V'omer, and the pasuk said, ki levi'at chen heim l'roshecha, va'anachim l'gargarosecha. The Torah shall be a garland of grace for your head, and pendants for your neck. As a person, when he learns Torah, he thinks in Torah, that's compared to levi'at chen l'roshecha. And he also speaks words of Torah that's compared to Anakim Legagarosacha. Well, Omer and the Pasuk says, Titein L'Roishcha L'Biyachem, Ateret Teferet T'Mangencha. It shall bestow on your head a garland of grace. It shall grant you a crown of glory. That the schar that you get for the Torah in this world is considered L'Biyachem, and the schar in the next world is Ateret Teferet T'Mangencha. Well, Omer and the Pasuk says, Orech Yamin B'Yamina, Bismola Osher Bakaba. To the right of Torah, to those that learn Torah Lishma, it will give you Orech Yamim in the next world. And to the left of Torah, even for those that do not learn Torah Lishma, it will give you Osher Bakavod. And certainly those that learn Torah Lishma will also get Osher Bakavod besides the Orech Yamim they will get for learning Torah Lishma. But Omer, and the Pasuk said, Ki Orech Yamim, Ushnos Chayim Vishalom Yosifulach. The Torah will give you Arichas Yamim in the next world. And Shnos Chaim, in this world, you'll have years of happiness. And the person who is most happy in this world is those that spend their time learning Torah. And it will also increase your Shalom, as Chazal tell us, Hamidei Chamim Marvim Shalom Le'olam. Those that learn Torah bring Shalom to the world. So certainly it will bring Shalom to those themselves that learn Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Natia says over, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochanan, Hanoi v'akoach v'oisher v'akobo v'achachma v'zikna v'aseva v'abonim nola tzadikim v'nola olam. Beauty, strength, wealth, honor, wisdom, old age and venerable old age, and children are becoming to tzadikim and becoming to the world. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ateret teferet seva, venerable old age, is a crown of glory, bederet staka timase. It will be found in the pathway of righteousness. Those that follow in the path of righteousness will be zoka to ateret teferet seva. Romer, and the prophet says, ateret chachamim ashram. The wealth of chachamim is their crown. As chachamim, when they have wealth, they use it for the right purposes, they give staka and support Torah. Romer, and the prophet says, ateret zekenim b'nei banim. The grandchildren of the Canaan are their crown. The Teferis Bonim Abosam. And children have glory from their fathers. As when Tzadikim have children and grandchildren, they are Matos to them, they lead them on the right path. So therefore, their Bnei Bonim is an Ateris to them. And sons who have fathers that are Tzadikim, that is glory for the son. V'omer, Teferis Bachurim Koicham, V'hadar Zekenim Seva. Glory for Bachurim is their strength. Here the pasuk is referring to tzaddikim, that they glorify in their strength, and we see that strength is a glory for tzaddikim, and a hadar for the zekenim, a splendor for the zekenim, are their venerable old age, as Chazal tell us, that when Tamid Chachamim get older, they are mosif chachma, so therefore it's a splendor for them to live to a ripe old age. V'chabra levana u'boisha hachama ki malach Hashem fokus bar tion of Yerushalayim v'neged king of Kabbalah. The moon will be confounded and the sun embarrassed. This is referring to lots of love on the times of Mashiach. The Kabbalah of Hashem will give us light, and that light will be so much greater than the light that is given to us by the levana and the chama, and they will be embarrassed. And Hashem's Bakos is ruling over Har Zion and Yerushalayim. And before this Kanim will be kavod. This Kanim are the tzaddikim. And tzaddikim are to kavod. And the only true kavod are mitzvos and Torah. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh Omer, Elu sheva mido shamanu chachamim l'tzaddikim, kulam niskaimu berebi ubavanu. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasseh said, the seven midos that the Mishnah mentions earlier that are due tzaddikim, Noi koach oisher v'kavod chachma zikna seva and bana. Even though there are really eight midos mentioned over here, some say that noi is not considered one of the seven midos, as noi is a general term for all the midos that are mentioned afterwards. These seven midos that the chachamim counted out, all of them were niskayim with Rebbe and his children, as Rebbe and his children had all these midos. So therefore, we see that true tzaddikim are zocha to all of those midos that are mentioned.